Let us worship God.
Roses, a poem by Mary Oliver.
Everyone now and again wonders about those questions that have no ready answers. First cause, God's existence. What happens when the curtain goes down and nothing stops it? Not kissing, not going to the mall, not the Super Bowl. Wild roses, I said to them one morning, do you have the answers? And if you do, would you tell me? The roses laughed softly. Forgive us, they said, but as you can see, we are just now entirely busy being roses.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, the 35th chapter. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the rose it shall blossom abundantly, and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Holy One, the majesty of our God. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, the streams in the desert, the burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, the grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall appear there, which shall be called the Sacred Way.
The sun is rising, a pale blue line along the horizon. The first bird has begun to sing. Is the sound close? Perhaps there is a branch just outside. Maybe the call of this morning is the crinkling paper bag or gently creaking door of a neighbor. The hum of cars beginning to make their way. You are emerging into a fresh day. If you would like, close your eyes. Find yourself in a comforting place. Are you home? Are you in a faraway or even imaginary place? Perhaps you are alone, or maybe there are others nearby, just through a wall, or reading the paper across the room. Perhaps the others are the butterflies and beetles drinking morning dew, or the whispering grass. Find this place and be there. The pale blue begins to golden. It feels warm on your skin. What does this morning smell like? Breathe in the smell of comfort. Imagine that it moves from your nose down into your chest. Your lungs fill with it, gently raising your chest. Exhale slowly. At the end of your exhale, pause briefly. With each inhale, breathe in comfort. You are safe here, in this moment, in this breath. You are as easy and certain as dawn. With the next exhale, soften the muscles in your face. Let your shoulders drop. You are as gentle as the morning. Breathe in comfort and breathe out any tension you hold from before. This dawn place is still. Time moves slowly, the sun creeping into the sky, the daytime animals blinking awake. You can rest here as long as you like, whenever you like. Here, the day is always just beginning. It meets you with kindness and with hope. You are safe and at ease. You are ready for the day. Wiggle your fingers and toes. When you're ready, open your eyes. Notice the place you are in now. Feel what is underneath your hands. Know that you can return to the dawn place at any time you would like. You can always find a place that lives inside of you.
Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise in deed and in truth. Amen. And may the grace of God, the peace of Christ, and the power of the Spirit be with those who work or watch or weep this day. May God tend the sick, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, and shield the joyous. Amen. Go in peace.